morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Arauco's fourth quarter 2012 results conference call. Today, we have with us Mr. Gianfranco Truffello, CFO of Arauco. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star then zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Arauco and can cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Gianfranco Truffello, CFO of Arauco. Mr. Gianfranco, you may begin your conference.
Okay, thanks and welcome all to this first conference call of the year 2013. We're going to be reviewing the results for the fourth quarter of 2012. In page 3, you can see our agenda, which, as usual, will be starting to the financial review of the fourth quarter. Then we will go into each of the business segments to review the results, sales, prices, and an outlook for the next quarter. And finally, we will have a talk about the subsequent events of the fourth quarter. And we will end with a Q&A session at the end of this presentation. As a brief summary in page number 4, we can see the highlights of the quarter. We can see that results were basically much better than the first quarter of 2012. Our revenues were 17% higher, reaching $1.2 billion for the quarter. Our EBITDA was 43% higher than the first quarter, reaching $270 million. Our net income was $82 million, which is about $140 million more than the third quarter of 2012. Our net financial debt reached $4 billion, which is slightly higher than the third quarter. And our CapEx was $165 million, which is 56% lower than what we spent on the third quarter of 2012. As we go to page number 5, you can see more detail of the income statement. And you can see there the table above our revenues, which are $1.2 billion. Which is 17%, which can be explained basically an increase of sales of panels in 40%, which is due to our consolidation of the Flexport acquisition and in our financial statements of the sales of Flexport, and also a 6% increase in total pulp sales. In terms of cost of sales, we have an increase also, but basically due to an increase in volume in all of our business segments. And some slight increase in military cost of sales. In terms of income tax, you can see that we have a huge decrease of $140 million. That is explained by a one-time tax charge that we had in the third quarter of $130 million because of the deferred tax impact of the increase in the tax rate in Chile to 20%. In terms of financial costs, you can see there that we have a big one-time impact that increased about 95% of financial costs, but it's basically due to the one-time impact of the refinancing of the Flexport debt, which we did in November, then saving a lot of financial expenses for the future, but we had to charge $22 million to resolve a one-time effect, a change in mark-to-market of derivatives of $10 million, and some slight increase in the tax charges in Brazil for $5 million. Finally, you can see in the description of the DTA in the table above, this is $270 million EBITDA for fourth quarter, which is basically by a better net income, and of course, higher depreciation also for the quarter. In page number six, we can see the cash flow. We had a positive cash flow of about $30 million, which is explained by higher collection of account receivables, also the lowering of the capex, which is basically because we didn't have any acquisitions this quarter. Remember, the third quarter we accounted for the acquisition of Flexbook, which was $242 million. That's why now we have a much better cash flow on that front. And we have some small dividends paid to COPEC, the compulsory dividend for 2013. And because of that, we have higher repayment of borrowing, reducing our debt. We ended our cash position in almost $400 million at the end of the fourth quarter. Page number seven, our debt, which we, as we told before, is $4 billion net financial debt, which is a $4.4 billion in gross debt. Our short-term debt is about $800 million, which is composed basically by an amortization of a bond of $300 million that we had in July, plus some short-term debt and some amortization of bank debt that we had in during the year. As I told you, in November, we refinanced the debt of Flexbook. They had about $185 million. We refinanced it with a debt of $150, and we paid the rest by using the cash of the company, and we reduced the financial expenses a lot. I mean, we came down from weighted average of about 12% a year to a little bit less than 2% a year. So we are going to be saving a lot in financial expenses in Flexbook. In terms of the amortization schedule, you can see in the table above that we have a fairly balanced amortization schedule. We don't have any amortization to 2016 and 18. And you can see we have $800 million short-term debt, which, of course, part of that is short-term vehicle financing that we are rolling over every 60 or 90 days. Page number eight, our financial ratios. You can see our gross margin of 24%, which is more or less the same as the third quarter, a little bit less than the fourth quarter of 2011. Our VDA margin is 20.5%. This margin is less than the third quarter. This is explained by the calculation of more panel sales, which have less EBITDA margin, and as we are more increasing our sales because of Flexbook acquisition. In terms of leverage, our net financial debt to adjusted EBITDA reached a peak of 4.6, which is, as we think, the highest point that we're going to reach in the fourth quarter because of the low EBITDA for the whole year, and which is about $880 million, and reach at the peak of our net debt of $4 billion. We think that ratio will be going down very quickly as this year we will be generating a significant free cash flow positive as we have a CapEx program much lower than the years before. If you look at the numbers, the last 2 years we've been with more than $1 billion in CapEx. The year 2013, we expect to have a CapEx that will be a little bit lower than $500 million. So we're usually going to be generating probably about $500 million in positive free cash flow. So our ratios will be going down, not only also because of the low capex that we have for this year, but also because of the better environmental crisis that we are facing at the beginning of this year, and we're going to talk a little bit later during this presentation. Now let's go to a review by business segment and the outlook for each of those. In page number 10, let's talk a little bit about a pulp segment. You can see there that our sales of pulp reached $521 million, which is 6% higher than the last quarter and 4% higher than 1 year before. This is explained basically by an increase in volume of 3.4%. Prices stood more or less stable during the quarter. We saw some European integrated suppliers adding long fiber to the spot market as they were unable to put that volume in their own markets, and they were shutting down some paper machines that were integrated, so that put some pressure on increases in prices in the Asian market. But the rest of the market in Middle East and Latin America had normal levels of demand. And the quarter ended with long fiber and short fiber inventories of 29 and 34 days, respectively, which is more normal for the time of the year. In terms of production, we produced 750,000 tons in the quarter, which is a little bit higher than the last two quarters, but more or less in line with our capacity. If we go to page 11, and let's talk a little bit about the outlook, you can see the graph of the NDSK and DHKP indexes over there in the graph. And we can comment that we have been able to reach increases in prices in this start of the year. We were able to increase $20 on January, then again another $20 on February, and also $20 more in March, basically in both fibers. So we have already about $40 or $50 more of prices than in December. This is going to be seen in our financial statement as we invoice those sales. But we are very happy with how the market has been developing. At least at the beginning of the year, we see good demand. We haven't seen any big impact of the new volume that is coming from the new mills, El Dorado especially, and also, as you know, the other mills even haven't started yet. And so at the end of the day, those volumes coming through the market have been less impact than initially thought, so that also with a much better economic environment that we've seen at the beginning of the year has helped to pass for increasing prices steadily this 3 months. So in that sense, we expect a better quarter and a better result, at least for the first half of the year. In terms of panels, on your page 12, here we can see a big increase in prices, quarter over quarter and year over year, about 40%. And this, as you can see in the table, this is explained by increases in volume, and this is coming from the consolidation of the Flexbrough acquisition. Remember that we are adding there probably 2.3 million cubic meters a year, so sales probably about $600-700 million a year. So that impacted already in the fourth quarter. In terms of prices, we are also seeing increases starting this year. Markets are much better than we thought when we value the investment in Flexbrough. And construction in the U.S. is behaving very well, and we have been able to increase prices, especially in MDF. So we're going to be able to generate a big EBITDA from the Flexbrough acquisition this year. In terms of the other markets, also are very good. Latin America with stable demand, and also Brazil with the strong demand. So we are very, as a big summary, optimistic also in the panel division, and also especially because of the big increase in volume that we acquire, and also the news that's going to be starting this year, the Guadalupe, for example, and also the Teno mill that started the year before. In terms of outlook, I already saw that, but page 13, we are describing here that the price increases that we are facing, especially in molding and MDF, normal MDF sales in the U.S., and also in Chile, Peru, Colombia, and Mexico. Even Argentina is in good results in the first month of 2013. And we are also increasing production in our MDP particle board made in Chile. We also expecting to see some increased prices in the, at least in the West Coast in particle, not yet in the East Coast. In some timber, page 14, we increased sales also 8% compared to last quarter and 15% compared to a year before, and this is basically price increases. Again, this is the same thing happening in the U.S., construction picking up, new home construction going to about 1 million houses in a year, and this is putting some pressure in prices, and that is helping us to also to increase our margins and increase our sales in the U.S. In terms of production, you can see there that it's very stable at about 660,000 cubic meters each quarter. In terms of outlook, page 15, there is the graph of the housing starts from the 90s, and you can see that we went from 2 million housing starts to about 500, and now we are speeding up by the way to 900,000 houses a year, which is very good for us. And finally, after almost 5 years of housing crisis, we are starting to see a strong recovery in volumes and prices. In terms of Latin America, the market is very stable, has been very good for many years, and I would expect that to continue. And we have seen some Chinese good demand and prices improving also. This is for us is more a marginal market. So we put some volume when we don't have enough good margins in other markets, but it's also behaving pretty well. Now if we go to page 17, let's talk about some two events that happened during the quarter and after the quarter. Not really a lot happening this quarter, but what we can show is that we did have the public report from Woodmac, which is the auditing company for our SC certification, and we came with significant improvement in many areas of operation. Yet we have some work to do. We, in order to achieve certification, we have to work on a non-conformity, which is based on sufficient development of monitoring activities in some high conservation value areas. And we have some small, minor non-conformities also, but we expect to probably during this year to remedy those non-conformities and to achieve certification. We don't know how long it's going to take, but we expect that probably during the second half of the year we can have our company certified by ISSC. And the other thing that happened recently, about this week, that is that we together with Codelco, which is the biggest copper company in the world, we developed a new technology to put some copper antimicrobial protection in our melamine panels coming from the Teno particle board, and this is proved to reduce bacteria, fungi, and viruses about 90% effectiveness. We are going to be patenting this new technology and putting in our all of our panels in order to reduce bacteria and viruses in all our applications that we have in kitchens and cabinets and things like that. So we're going to be marketing our products with this new technology, and also probably in the future we can sell this technology to other companies. So we are very happy with this innovation happening with the collaboration of two big companies such as Codelco and Arauco. This is adding more value to our product using innovation and technology. So this is all I have for a very quick summary of what was the fourth quarter of 2012 and what is happening in the start of the year. And now I would like to open it to any question that you have. Thanks.
Thanks, Trace. The floor is now open for questions from investors. have a question, please press star then 1 on your touchtone phone at this time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star then 2. Questions will be taken in the order that they are received. If you do ask that when you pose your question, please pick up your handset to provide optimum sound quality. Please hold while we poll for questions. Once again, if you do wish to pose a question, please press star then 1 on your touchtone phone. Do we have any questions from Diego? You are up in Golden Pass. Please go ahead.
Hi, morning everyone. Thanks for the call. I was just wondering if you could discriminate US, what was the margin in the US panel business, and what's the outlook for that in the coming quarters. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, in the US business, I don't have the exact information for the quarter, but I can tell you that we are expecting probably that in 2013, you can get at about $100 million of EBITDA coming from the acquisition of Flexible. So that is a good number compared to the historical numbers of the company that were about, $40 million, something like that, when we bought the company. So that has gone from 40 to 100 in our budget, which is always has been. The real numbers have been a little bit over the budget already in the first month, so you can have a higher number than that. So, we are selling about $600 million in those acquisitions, so you can get more or less than the EBITDA margin from the US business. This is very good because, I mean, the volume is high, so each increase in prices in panels in the US bring us nearly a lot of EBITDA. And also cash, of course.
Tô vendo isso agora aqui, Yuri.
Okay, and do you have any sense of how prices have been behaving with all the recovery we are seeing in the real estate market in the US?
I don't have the exact increasing prices month over month, but I think that at least we have been each month going from 5 to 10% in increasing prices. I don't know the exact number for this month. I can find out that it's behaving very well, especially in MDF. The particles have been a little bit more difficult to increase prices. We have been able to do it in the West Coast. In the East Coast, it's a little bit more difficult. That is the normal business of Flexible. Also, we have the import business coming from Arauco to the U.S. that goes to our commercial company in the U.S. And in that sense, we have been able to increase prices of MDF molding that we import from Chile and we sell to the U.S. So it's a mix of both.
Okay, that's helpful, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you do wish to pose a question, please press star then 1 on your touchtone phone. Please hold again while we hold for questions. This concludes the question and answers section. At this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Gene Bonco Trufello for any closing remarks.
Okay, thanks. Again, this is the same I said every conference call, but if you have any follow-up questions, that you want to find out, just give us a call to our investor relations team or send us an email, and we'll be happy to ask you, to answer you your questions. We'll be probably holding our next conference call about the end of during May for the first quarter results, and then we'll have another chance to ask anything about the company or future. Okay, thank you all, and see you back in May. Bye.
Thank you. This thus concludes today's presentation. You may disconnect your line at this time. Have a nice day.